Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, my friend. Today we're going to talk about affiliate links. Should you use them? Should you not use them? And I can tell you, for me, when I first started, you know, web design, and when I started productizing and created our first products almost 3 years ago, WordPress plugin, and as I started to work with the Divi theme and stuff, I never really did affiliate stuff. It had a negative connotation in my mind, you know, so I was a little bit concerned and worried, and I just never really did it. Of course, I'm 3 years down the line, started doing the affiliate stuff over the past year, still not really aggressive, but more so than what we did before. And
so I have
a different opinion, and I feel like it. Some people may struggle with this as well, and maybe we can just share our experience and stuff. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it kind of comes back to, you know, the old adage, you know, the best type of advertising is word of mouth advertising, right? People telling their friends, oh, hey, check this out, blah, blah, blah. Well, word of mouth only works and is only effective typically when the person that is telling about it isn't getting anything in return, right? Like if I tell you, David, check out this, you know, this new tool that helps me build websites, you'll be like, hey, that's awesome. But if it's, hey, David, check out this new tool that I'm using that helps me build websites, you should use it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get a fatty commission if you do use it. Well, now you're not going to trust that quite as much. It kind of dilutes, you know, that personal recommendation quite a bit. And so I think that that's kind of the mindset that people have with affiliate links online, because they think that they're diluting that trust factor, you know, when they're sharing with their audience. And I get that. And I think that's how we both felt in the past, David.
Yeah.
I think, though, a couple things are important, and transparency disclaimers are key. But then also just having a ton of value, you know, apart from any type of affiliate links as well. You know, if
right.
you are, you know, giving away a ton of free content and a lots of, you know, value, you know, whatever it may be, and then you have some affiliate stuff sprinkled in and it's not, you know, the whole, you know, enchilada, then I think that's different and you can still keep that trust factor.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that concerned me the most, you know, when we were first started producing a lot of content, and I knew the content was very valuable. I mean, we did in-depth reviews on plugins and themes and tools that we used and stuff on a daily basis. So these weren't like, you know, just opinion pieces. They were actually fact and experiential. So, you know, they were our, you know, thoughts on these tools that we were using and stuff. And some of them we highly recommended. And I never wanted to put in affiliate links because I felt like it would compromise the integrity of the content. I didn't want people to think, like you said, you know, oh, he's just out to make money. You know, this right. really isn't his opinion. He's trying to make a buck.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, David, just to kind of add on to what you said, people will think that you're only trying to make money. That's a potential con. On the flip side, though, a pro would be people love to support people that they trust and who bring value. And so if you are creating these blog posts, you know, tutorials, whatever they may be, and you're building a lot of value for people and helping them, well, then they'll be happy to click on an affiliate link and you know, buy a product, obviously, if it serves a purpose for them, because they know, hey, not only am I hearing about this great tool from this person that I trust, but I'm also able to support them in the process because, you know, for months I've been reading their blog posts and learning a lot. And so I think there's a lot of people out there that are happy to do that. But again, there is that balance, because if all you do is promote affiliate links and you're not bringing additional value, then you won't have that. People aren't going to care. They're not going to have this desire to support you because, you know, you're not bringing them unbiased true value apart from the affiliate links.
Correct. Yeah. And thanks for saving me there, Tim, and picking up the slack.
Yeah, no worries.
Tim basically took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing. So I'm not going to say it again, but my experience, what I found out was that people wanted to, you know, they started asking me questions like, you know, they knew the value of affiliates. They knew the value of the content that we were producing. And occasionally I started getting messages, you know, hey, thanks for, you know, producing this article or doing this layout. I'm going to go purchase this. Do you have an affiliate link that I can purchase through? Yeah. They were actually asking that. So, yeah. You know, I thought, oh, well, maybe it's okay to put in affiliate links into the, you know, articles that we write and stuff. And now we do, you know, I mean, we like Tim said, 100% transparency, disclaimers. This article has affiliate links. If you, you know, choose to use them, it doesn't cost you any more money than it does to not use them. So if you want to use them, great. Right. If you don't use them, no big deal, you know. So we're going to be getting into more affiliate marketing this year. We do have an affiliate marketing strategy. So we're going to continue to produce valuable, relevant content for our audience. And we're going to, you know, we're really going to see what we can do with the affiliate stuff. So I now have a total 180 shift on affiliates. It's because I understand it a little bit better now, and I know how to properly do it as opposed to feeling like I'm a spammy, you know, money grubbing, you know, person. So that's kind of my take on it, Tim. That's all I got. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. And I've done a little bit just, you know, on my own website here and there. Not a lot, but I know, kind of like you said, David, that I've experienced enough to see the power in it to want to do more. For example, I have a tutorial where I show people how to create these hover effects on their Divi website using the Divi theme. And I show them how to do it. It's completely free code. You know, watch the tutorial. I give them the sample code and they can do it for free. And then at the bottom, I say, you know, I link out to a couple other articles that are similar, other tutorials from colleagues in the Divi community. And then I say, oh, and if you want a plugin version where you don't have to touch code, don't have to do anything like that, click this link and you can buy this product, this plugin from a friend of mine. And that article, it generates, you know, a decent amount of money every month. You know, I'm not promoting that article. It's just organically getting traffic and people, they do the tutorial and then they say, hey, actually, I want a little more flexibility, a little more features and not have to mess with the code. I'm going to go buy the plugin and then I get, you know, affiliate income. But I'm providing that value first. And that's the focus. And then there's, you know, the affiliate's almost like an afterthought, you know, and there's a disclaimer and everything too, of course. And so I think that kind of illustrates, you know, that value where you're bringing additional value. It's not just like, hey, check out this product and, you know, go buy it. It's, you know, here's some value and then, oh, here's a product kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I think if you do video content, it's even more, you know, valuable for the affiliate side because they really see the amount of work and effort that you're putting in and showcasing and showing how to use tools and stuff. So if you're, I think we're going to probably dive off into another topic in the future about affiliate marketing and tools we use because, you know, I've discovered some really, really awesome tools in the affiliate space. And, you know, I think we have a later episode, Tim.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com, and check out the show notes for episode 128. Should you use affiliate links? And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us because, hey, that's how other people can find us. And we appreciate it. We like it. And we really want you to do it. Tim's on his knees right now and he's got his hands up. He's in the begging position. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.